From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says Russia's new campaign of airstrikes against his opponents must succeed, or the Middle East will be destroyed. He made the comment in an interview with Iranian state TV broadcast on Sunday. In that interview, Assad praised his military alliances with Russia and Iran. He said that like Syria, Iran and Russia also are victims of terrorism. Assad said that if they unite with Syria on military and intelligence matters, he thinks their coalition's chances of success are high. Russia is intensifying its airstrikes against insurgents trying to overthrow Assad. Moscow announced Sunday that it carried out 20 missions in the previous 24 hours targeting Islamic State training camps. The United States accuses Russia of targeting Western-backed opponents of Assad rather than Islamic State fighters that a U.S.-led coalition has been bombing for more than a year. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is promising a full and transparent investigation of an apparent U.S. airstrike on a hospital in northern Afghanistan. Saturday's bombing killed at least 22 people and drew strong criticism from aid groups, including international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated the medical facility in Kunduz. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Carter said the situation in Kunduz was confused and complicated, but the United States will get the facts. He also said he has ordered U.S. forces to provide any medical aid needed in the area. You're listening to VOA News.